We had a big tank that was buried in the ground, and there's water down under it, and then you put this carbide in this cone-shaped thing, and it formed a gas.
That's interesting. I don't hear about that much.
Okay.
You know of a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp?
Lantern?
It's a little different.
Candle?
You might just take a bottle,
torch,
kerosene in it, and then a rag or cloth or a wick.
Torch,
okay. What about the word flambeau? Do you know that?
Water.
But you would call that a torch.
Mm-hmm. Call it a Molotov cocktail.
Right. If you wanted to use it for something besides a light, I guess. The inside part of a tire that inflates, you call that the
inner tube.
Okay. What would you say you're doing if you're putting a boat in the water? You say you're going to what the boat? Just the process of putting the boat in the water. Say I'm going to take my boat to the end. That's the water, do what to it?
I don't know.
Okay. I guess you could use the same word in describing a rocket. You say you want to what the rocket? Yes, it begins with the letter L.
Land?
No, it's not landed, but it's going off. It's just a pronunciation. How would you say L-A-U-N-C-H?
Launch, sure.
No,
sure, I'm sorry. Launch a boat.
About a boat,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Around here, right, with all this water, I'm sure people go fishing a lot.
Mm-hmm. We got the bass tournament here now. That's why you couldn't
right.
find a room.
Okay. Do you like fish or so?
Mm-hmm. Like two fish?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I used to, but I don't anymore.
Okay.
I lived close to the river, and I fished all my life, so I don't care about it anymore.
What sort of boats would people use around here to fish?
Oh, they used to use just little old fishing boats, but most folks got big boats now.
Do you hear special names for these boats?
The speed boats and fishing boats. And usually the fishing boats, though, are just little boats.
Do you have a special name for the ones that you have to use oars on?
Rowboat.
Okay. Do you ever hear John Boat?
Mm-hmm.
Bateau?
Mm-hmm.
Hero? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine. Say if you're going to make a dress, you might want to go to town to get the material and you take a little piece with you to
mm-hmm.
match.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Swatch.
Right.
Swatch.
Anything besides that?
Sample.
Sure. Okay. All right, this adjective, say if you're looking at dresses in a window, you really like it, this dress you're looking at, you might say, well, my goodness, that certainly is a...
Beautiful.
And another word would be...
Pretty.
All right. And the comparative of that, you'd say, well, this dress is pretty, but this one's even...
Prettier.
All right. And the thing that you wear around your waist when you work
Bell.
In the kitchen.
Apron.
Okay. And this thing right here, you would call that a...
Pen.
All right.
Pencil. That's a pencil.
Well,
that's a pen.
That's a your
yeah.
first time. And then you would say a dime is worth how much in terms of cents?
10.
Two words.
Cents.
Put them together.
10 cents.
Okay. And you would hold a baby's diaper together with a...
safety pin.
Okay. And in some of these old houses out in the country, the metal roofs, they're probably made of...
tin.
Okay. All right, talking about clothing, what would you say a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Pants, vest, and coat.
Any other words for pants you hear?
Trousers.
What about these things that farmers used to wear, you know, that...
overalls.
Sure. Okay.
The kids like them now.
That's true. And the verb bring, you might say, oh, the delivery boy has...
brought.
Okay. Or you might ask somebody, would you please me that?
Bring.
Okay.